So we have the privilege this Shabbos to be able to read Parshas Chayisara. And of course the Parsha begins in almost a dramatically heartbreaking way. The Torah tells us about the death of Sarah Imenu. And of course Rashi HaKadosh notes the juxtaposition between Akedas Yitzchak, Aram Avinu's willingness to bind his one and only son. According to the Medrash, he did so without Sari Imenu's knowledge. And of course, Sari hears about these events, and Parcha Nishmasa, her soul, literally flutters away from her body, according to the Medrash. So the Pasuk then relates, Vayavo Avraham, Lispod Lisara Velifkosa, that Aram Avinu came to eulogize Sarah and to cry for her. And the obvious question, this is in Parakov Gimel Pasuk Beis, chapter 23, verse 2. And the obvious question that the Mefarshim raise is that when one looks at the order of the Pasuk, it seems to be a bit out of order. In the process of grief, the most reflexive, almost instinctive aspect of the grieving process is crying. Eulogizing requires one to collect their thoughts, requires one to consolidate their emotions, to be able to put down into words what it is that one's feeling, which is truly a cognitive, thoughtful process. Yet the Pasuk, so therefore the Pasuk should have said, Vayavo Avraham, Livkos Lissara Velispoda, to cry for Sarah and then to eulogize her. But yet the Pasuk doesn't say that. Instead it says that Avraham Avinu came to eulogize her and then only afterwards to go ahead and cry for her. So there's a beautiful thought by the Yalkut HaDrush. He says over here that after Avraham Avinu, it's true, it goes without saying that Avraham Avinu cried for his beloved wife when she passed away. The Torah doesn't need to say that. Rather, what the Torah is impressing upon us is that after Avraham Avinu and the rest of his extended family and followers heard about the death of Sarah, they all cried. But after Avraham Avinu eulogized her, they cried again. Because after hearing the beautiful eulogy, after hearing the accomplishments of Sarah Imenu, that perhaps no one but Avraham knew, after hearing about the Mesiras Nefesh, the sacrifice of this special matriarch, after hearing about all of the incredible spiritual and familial accomplishments of this special woman, after hearing the eulogies, the Spod Sarah, the Livkosa, they cried again. The initial crying, the instinctive, almost reflexive crying after the loss of a loved one, that the Torah doesn't need to state. What the Torah is telling us is that after the hesped, after the eulogy, they cried again. Avram cried again, realizing the true enormity of his loss. The people cried again, realizing the true enormity of their loss. And of course, it teaches us an incredible lesson. And the lesson is that sometimes in life we don't often appreciate the people we have until they are no longer here. Sometimes it takes a hesped, sometimes it takes a eulogy for a husband to appreciate the wife. Sometimes it takes a eulogy for a child to appreciate the parent. Sometimes it takes a eulogy for a friend to appreciate the special gift of a chaver tov. And the Torah is sensitizing us to, of course, it goes without saying that Avraham Avinu cherished and appreciated his beloved wife during her lifetime. But it's almost human nature that you can't fully appreciate what you have until it's gone. Until you're able to reflect back on the beautiful gift you had that you no longer do. And our job is to try to combat this aspect of human nature to the best of our ability. To not take things in life for granted. Be it our loved ones, or be it our other material gifts that we have. Everything we have in life is a special matana. And although, again, we may never fully appreciate it until it's gone, we have to try to endeavor to appreciate the people we have and the things we have while they are still here. But there's one additional lesson as well. That additional lesson of Soloveitchik explains very beautifully is the following idea. That when Avraham Avinu lost his beloved wife, there were two losses. There was the what we call the loss prati, the personal loss of Avraham Avinu, and then there was the loss klali, the national loss. Sarah Imenu had two identities. She was a wife to Avraham Avinu, she was a mother to Yitzchak. She had a personal identity, familial identity, but she was also a matriarch to so many others beyond her immediate nuclear familial circle. When Avraham Avinu heard that Sarah Imenu passed away, he had to contend with this loss on two levels. on the personal level, and so to speak, on the national level. And the question that Avraham Avinu had to contend with was which loss would he mourn first? Would he mourn his own loss first? Would he sit with the people and mourn their loss first? And Rav Soloveitchik explains so beautifully that the greatness of Avraham Avinu is that he chose to comfort the people before he comforted himself. He chose to mourn with the people before he mourned his own personal loss. And that's the pshat vayavah Avraham l'spod l'sarah. The hesped was for everyone else. The hesped was for the people. The hesped was for the followers. The hesped were for the throngs of people that felt that Sarah was their matriarch as well, that now felt bereaved, that felt that they had lost their mother. First, Avraham Avinu comforted them, and then only afterwards, v'lifkosa, then only afterwards did he cry, did he mourn over his own personal loss. And this again teaches us an incredible yisod, how we all have these two different identities as well. We have individual identities, we're each an individual, but we're also part of a collective, part of a nation. And sometimes we have to learn to put our own needs on the back burner when we need to answer the call of the people. Sometimes being part of the klal is inconvenient. Sometimes being part of the klal causes me to have to give up certain personal rights and entitlements for the greater good. That's the greatness of Avraham Avinu. He put aside his own personal loss, and he eulogized her first for the masses. And only once he took care of his responsibility to the klal, to the collective, then and only then did he take care of his own personal needs. And as such, from these three simple words, l'spod l'sarah v'lifkosa, we emerge with two beautiful life lessons. Number one, the yisod, that we have to make sure to appreciate the things we have in life while we still have them. Not to wait till the hesped, not to wait till it's gone, to reflect and to think about what we had and we no longer do. Find the courage, find the strength, find the resolve to appreciate the brachos and the people we have while we still have them. And lesson number two, we each carry this dual identity as individuals and members of the collective. Sometimes we must find that strength and that resolve to do what is necessary for our people and for our nation, and to be able to put our needs on a secondary level. May Bizochem Yirtzeh Hashem to internalize these two beautiful lessons of Avraham Avinu. May Bizochem Yirtzeh Hashem to earn the title of being his children. And may Bizochem Yirtzeh Hashem to give his neshama beautiful nachas from our actions each and every day. Wishing each of you a wonderful and a beautiful Shabbos.